Now that the main tax filing season is in the books, the IRS is regrouping and looking for ways it can improve customer service. It has lots of company among federal agencies now that customer experience has become an administration priority. The Partnership for Public Service has done research into what it takes to improve customer service. Joining me with more, Marjorie Barg Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership. Mallory, good to have you back.
Good morning.
And so the IRS has been working on this issue. Partly they didn't have enough people last year to answer the phones. This year they sort of did, but that's only the beginning of customer experience, I guess, for them.
Right, that's exactly right. So one thing that John Koskinen has been very open about when he talks about his agency is he said, look, we're delivering an abysmal level of customer service. And that's something that's just frankly very honest. When you look at the average wait times within to answer a call, you know, it's really gotten much, much, much worse. In 2011, it really was at a high point, and now it's just declining. The IRS takes a number of steps to make sure that its customers are really met. The IRS has the National Taxpayer Advocate and lots of other things that are focused on the taxpayer. But what Koskinen has been very honest about is that they don't have the staff levels that they need. They have been forced to maintain, you know, really basically a hiring freeze since 2010, and it is fundamentally rocking the agency's ability to meet taxpayer needs. When specifically between 2010 and 2014, they had a decrease in 13,000 people, which you just frankly can't expect an agency to do the same work with 13,000 fewer people. And the problem is actually even worse than that, because many of the people on the staff are old and able to retire, and there aren't young people replacing them. More than half of the IRS workforce is over 50. 40% of them will be eligible to retire by 2019. And, you know, as you know, that's not atypical of a lot of federal agencies. But right now, the IRS has only 650 full-time employees who are 25 and younger. So that's they really don't have the pipeline of staff who are learning the complex tax laws, complex tax code, the really things that they need to be able to know.
Maybe it's because of how complex and difficult it is to figure it out. Since
that's certainly possible. That's certainly possible. But, you know, you would think this is a place where there's real opportunity. Koskinen has also said that among the top tier of the leadership team at the IRS, nearly two-thirds of them have departed since 2011. So, if I was graduating from college right now and looking for a great place where there'd be great opportunities, the IRS is certainly one of them, but they're not able to hire the people they need.
Yeah, so they have really all of the issues affecting anyone in government are affecting the IRS, a difficult congressional situation with tight budgets. They've got some scandals they're still kind of feeling the after effects of that have been lingering for a couple of years. And also, they have a multimedia type of way of interacting with the public. They've got offices, or you go to them if you've got some sort of an issue or an audit. Plus, they have online. Plus, they have telephone.
That's exactly right.
And so the question is, how can you integrate those with the resources you have so that the experience is good across the board?
One of the things that's unique about the way that IRS interacts with citizens that folks may not know is that those call centers that they have are really government-wide resources. In the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, not only was FEMA and the Department of Health and Human Services involved in the response effort, but IRS was fundamentally involved. What they did is they took four call centers and employed about 5,000 IRS employees to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina and Rita. We actually gave a Service to America finalist recognition to Betsy Kinter from IRS, who, under her supervision, almost a million individuals were provided assistance through these call centers. So a lot of these resources for customer service are really government-wide resources. They're not just for the tax season.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg Bowman, Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. And in the research that you did a couple of years ago into this whole issue, Accenture was the research partner there. Did you look at the issue of or the possibility of text messaging online with customers? This is something that's throughout the technology community now. You can't even go to a tech company's website without being offered a text chat. And in that way, one person might be able to handle six or seven customers at once.
Absolutely. And we actually have an ongoing project with Accenture to really look at this issue and different ways that the government can really use some practices that are modeled by the private sector to be the best in class. You know, some of the groups out there like Amazon or, you know, any of the sites that we all go to in our private lives do have some best-in-class customer service practices using digital services, whether it's text messaging or web or, you know, figuring out different types of things. The other flip side of it is when we all use those different technologies, the agency is able to understand who their customer is better. GSA has been leading a number of efforts around what they call customer journey maps to figure out who really are their customers, what are the services that they need so that they can better anticipate the needs of the customer. And again, that might be something to engage the taxpayer advocate in, because the taxpayer advocate's specific job at IRS is to figure out what the needs of the taxpayer are and how to meet them.
And if you have these types of channels like call centers or text messaging, you really need some technological underpinnings to feed up information to the person on the other end of the line so that you can answer those questions quickly and also, sometimes overlooked, answer them correctly.
Right, that's exactly right. And certainly when you're talking about the tax code, it's not questions that any person can answer. The IRS has a very large seasonal workforce that ramps up right around this time of year to be able to answer everybody's tax questions. But, you know, customer service, in order to do it well, you really need a well-trained workforce. And one of the things that we've found in our work with Accenture is that many agencies, how they train for better customer service, is they actually invest really heavily in their employees. They invest in their employee training, both in how they engage with the customer as well as the information that they're able to provide.
They must have probably 500 basic questions that constitute 90% of the calls. Is that part of the training?
You know, I've never seen the IRS training, but one of the things that they've done that helps with this is they're organized actually very much like a business. They're organized around the type of customer that they have. So they have one division on wage and investment, one on large business and international, one on small business and self-employed, and one on tax-exempt and government entities. So within each of those, there's really specific different pieces of the tax code, and individuals can call and really get to the experts that they need.
All right. So what should IRS be doing now, right now, that the tax season is over? It was over Monday. And what should they be doing right now?
One of the things that IRS can do now is really use this as an opportunity to look at their data, look at what was their web traffic, where were people going, where were people hitting a snag, what did their call centers look like, what did that assistance look like? When people were walking into a center, what did that look like? The other thing that we are committed at the partnership with Accenture to be doing right now is looking at different metrics for customer service. We're in the process right now of helping agencies compare their data to other agencies as well as to the private sector. So there is a benchmark. To help them answer, what is a good baseline for, you know, first call resolution? What's a good wait time? What does it look like at a Social Security Administration or at the VA? And what does it look like at an Amazon or a Google or an Apple? And helping to establish some of those baselines.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. Let's hope they're listening. And we thank you for that update.
Thanks very much.
Be sure to share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.